Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about Fairfax County Community Connect, an award for the drone as first responder program, food safety during summer heat, and the importance of smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. When an emergency happens at your home or business, every second counts. But what if first responders knew exactly what you needed before they even arrived? Introducing Fairfax County Community Connect, a free, secure program from the Fairfax County Fire and Rescue Department designed to protect what matters most. By creating a quick online profile, you can voluntarily share critical details with emergency crews before help is needed. Let first responders know if someone in your home has mobility or medical needs. Share emergency contacts. Point out key property details, and even register your pets, complete with photos, so crews know who to rescue. It takes just a few minutes, and your data is protected with bank-level encryption, used strictly to assist you in a crisis. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Sign up today by searching Fairfax County Community Connect or visiting communityconnect.io/info/va-fairfax-county. The Fairfax County Police Department's Drone as First Responder program was recognized by the National Association of Counties with a 2026 Achievement Award and selected as Best in Category for Criminal Justice and Public Safety, the organization's highest honor within the category. The Best in Category distinction recognizes outstanding county government programs throughout the nation. The award was presented during the association's 2026 Annual Conference and Exposition in New Orleans on July 19th. Launched in September 2025, the Drone as First Responder program is a strategic, community-centered initiative that enhances emergency response through rapid aerial deployment. Operated through the R Police Department's Real-Time Crime Center, the program became the first jurisdiction in the National Capital Region to receive Federal Aviation Administration authorization to operate drones beyond visual line of sight in restricted airspace. The recognition also highlights the department's innovative approach to integrating drone technology into emergency response while emphasizing transparency, community engagement, and responsible deployment. Drones are typically deployed in less than 2 minutes and arrive first on the scene to approximately 70% of incidents they respond to, providing officers with real-time aerial situational awareness before they arrive. The program supports a variety of critical incidents, including missing persons, fleeing suspects, crash scenes, fire and medical emergencies, traffic incidents, felony arrest support, and other calls where aerial awareness can support a faster and safer response. Learn more on the police blog, fcpdnews.org. Each month, our Department of Emergency Management and Security produces the Emergency Preparedness Newsletter and a monthly preparedness webinar. Learn more at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency-management. Bacteria grow fast on food left out in warm weather. Follow the 2-hour rule to keep your spread safe. Throw out any perishable food, such as meat, salads with mayonnaise, and dairy dishes, if it sits out for more than 2 hours. Cut that time to 1 hour if the temperature outside is above 90 degrees. This is common during the summer in Fairfax County. Here is how to keep food safe at your cookout. Keep cold food on ice or in a cooler until you serve it. Keep hot food on a warming tray or over low heat. Use a food thermometer to check that meat reaches a safe internal temperature. Ground beef should reach 160 degrees. Chicken should reach 165 degrees. Steaks, pork, and fish should reach 145 degrees. Set out small portions of food at a time instead of one big platter that sits out for hours. Keep raw meat away from ready-to-eat food like buns and vegetables. Use separate plates and tools. If you are not sure how long food has been sitting out, throw it away. It is not worth the risk of food poisoning. Our emergency blog has more on this, as well as our health department. Check your home for fire hazards this summer. If you have any questions about how to address a hazard, call your local fire and rescue station or the Community Risk Reduction Section at 703-246-2126. Ensure that your house address is clearly posted in large numbers that are easy to read from the street. There is a working smoke alarm on every level of your home. There is a working smoke alarm inside every bedroom and sleeping area, such as the basement, couch in the main room, etc. There is a working smoke alarm outside of the entrance, e.g. in the hallway, to every bedroom or sleeping area. The smoke alarms are cleaned regularly and tested monthly. If you use gas in your home, you have carbon monoxide alarms on every level of your home, inside every bedroom or sleeping area, and outside of the entrance. If needed, you can contact Fairfax County Fire and Rescue to arrange for free smoke and CO alarm installation at 703-246-3801 or email fire.smokealarms@fairfaxcounty.gov. Finally, Fairfax County's free alert system sends you important information during an emergency, helps you navigate your commute, and shares community information. Sign up today for Fairfax Alerts at fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcast's webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.